Welcome to Skirt Strategies. Another week, another focus, and it's a whole nother month, which is pretty exciting.
Another detox.
And it's
right?
Carol and Katie again. Woo-hoo! This month. We're so lucky. I love this month's topic because it applies to everyone and it applies to personal life and business life and everything else.
That's true.
So, dear Skirt Strategists.
How do you manage change?
What are you going through with change? Don't you like the way that it's called detox and the hot flash, and now we're going to talk about cycles and change? It's like it's geared towards women.
Wow, it is.
It is, and we've got ups and downs. Everything, not just your cycles, but everything in life has these ups and downs. So, you know, in our video, we showed the S curve,
yes.
Also called the change curve, also called the growth curve. I've seen it in many different applications, but it comes from biology, as I mentioned, because anything organic or alive has those ups and downs.
Right. So it is the cycle of life.
It's the cycle of life. I think Disney did something about that. Well, we have change that occurs in ups and downs and in cycles. And to me, one of the very first ahas with understanding change is that it is cyclical.
Right.
You have those brief periods where your things are going well, and then everything kind of seems to go to hell at once. That would be
and
a
then,
down.
You know, I was thinking about it. Some of the times that I've gone through change have been just those times that things would not get settled. I couldn't get enough things in my life settled, which it's interesting to me. One of my backups in change is I try to control things. And when I can just think about it and let go and realize I'm not in control,
mm-hmm.
things go so much better.
It's like being in trying to swim upstream instead of going downstream and just staying with the flow. Just using your oar as a rudder,
yeah.
Instead of trying to swim upstream. So some things about the growth curve, because your challenge this week in your one page workbook, for those of you that are going to print it out versus just listening to it and going for it, either way is fine, is to look back at change. Let's say, and then we could pick an arbitrary time frame, maybe the last 2 years. I think that's long enough. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Look back on your last few years in work and in your personal life, and draw upon what you believe has been change that's occurred.
Both good and bad?
Both good and bad. And we're going to call it, that's why you're going to draw upon it, is you're going to see that it is cyclical. So let's say that the change, if you look at the growth curve mentally, think about it, the things that were good were ups, and the things that were bad were downs. So you had these ups.
So when
downs.
You're doing an S curve, you've got a line going through that, and the downs are S-ing
right
with the okay, got it.
Right, and you kind of think that generally over the course of your life, you like to think that you know you've progressed upward,
right, or that you have more ups than downs, or
it'd be nice. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice, but I know I did this exercise in a class once, and one guy drew a flat line. I had it as being kind of obnoxious, and it's, you know, if you look at it that way, then there's something different with you.
Right.
But you really do
have... Well,
you're
terribly unemotional, and that could have been his situation. Maybe he's just an unemotional guy that doesn't go through ups and downs.
I think we could have diagnosed him with a lot of different strange things. But I do think women, because we're more emotionally tied, we sense those undercurrents, which is one of the 16 leadership traits in the intuition model. We sense undercurrents. And so when we have those ups and downs, we're a little more prone to being in touch with them. You know, interesting observation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that has to do with the fact that we kind of run cyclically,
yeah,
as women. And so we notice ups and downs. We're more tuned into them for better or for worse.
Could be.
The lesson here is around what those ups and downs, and we'll talk a little bit more about them in subsequent weeks, but those ups and downs are indeed ups and downs. They are somewhat predictable in the fact that they're ups and downs. And the lesson learned becomes the predictability of it, but also that when you're in the down, it's temporary.
Right. Right.
It often feels, when you're in the middle of it, especially a bad down, it feels like it's going to last forever. I draw a lot of calmness out of being in a down and knowing that it's temporary. So there's a great lesson learned there.
Yes. And everybody needs to have that in front of them when you are going through a depressing time.
So
just know that
it's great.
Yeah. Know that it's temporary.
Great assignment for our Skirt Strategists. Love having you here with this whole month of change. Ooh, it's a holiday month. And we'll have you look forward to that with your detox and your PDF. Here's your 4 minutes of music, however you would like to use it, introspectively, meditatively, for a nice calm breather. May you be happy, may you be healthy, may you have a productive week.